June 3, 1928. The truths are stairs through which to ascend to God. Isolation. The divine will, revealer of man. Example of the sleeping child. I continue my abandonment in the divine will, and while going around in it, my poor mind carried itself into Eden, in the act in which God was forming the nature of man, before infusing the soul in him. I was thinking of the great love with which the Supreme Creator formed the human body. Of the fact that before Adam existed, in forming his body, he loved him with the love of a father who loves his newborn. And that, since the life of the soul of Adam did not exist yet, Adam did not requite him with his love. So, the divine love remained isolated, without the company of the love of its creature. It was not fair that his love remain without the return of the little love of the one whom he so much loved. So I thought to myself, the divine will is eternal, and whatever is done in it is always an act, nor does it ever lose the present act. Therefore, in the fiat I want to anticipate the love of Adam and amuse my Creator with my love. In the act in which he formed the human body I want to echo his love, to say to him, in your will I have loved you always, even before all things existed. Then, while I was thinking of these and other things, my always lovable Jesus clasped me tightly in his arms, telling me, my daughter, how happy I am that I manifested to you so many truths about my divine will. All of my truths which I have told you about it are stairs, for you, in order to ascend in the acts of my eternal will and find our first act in it, which is the virtue of being always present, and to give us the joy and the happiness of the return of your love. For us, in order to descend toward you, to look for the company of the one for whom we operated, and whom we loved so much. How sweet is the company of the loved one, it is full of unforgettable joys. And how bitter is isolation, not enjoying the presence of the one whom one so much longs for, whom one loves, and for whom one operates. While forming the nature of man, before infusing life in him, we acted like a father or mother when our child is sleeping. Taken by tenderness, by irresistible love, they long for their sleeping child, kiss him and press him to their bosom. And the child, because he is sleeping, knows nothing about it. If you knew, my daughter, how many kisses, how many loving squeezes we gave to the human nature before giving it life. And it was in the ardor of our love that, breathing over him, we gave him life by giving him the soul, and breath, heartbeat and warmth to his body. So, the breathing you feel is ours. The heartbeat that beats in your heart is ours. The warmth that you feel is the touch of our creative hands which, in touching you, infused warmth in you. And as you breathe, we feel our breath breathing in you. As your heart palpitates, we feel our heartbeat of eternal life beating in you, and as you feel the warmth, it is our love that circulates in you and continues its creative and preserving work, warming you. You must know, my daughter, that our will is the revealer of the work of creation. It alone can reveal all the secrets of love hidden in creation. Adam did not know everything, how many stratagems and loving finesses we used in creating him, soul and body. We acted like a father who does not tell everything at once to his little child, but little by little, as the child keeps growing, he wants to give him surprises, telling him how much he loves him, how much he has done for him, how many loving finesses, hidden kisses. When the child, as a little one, was incapable of comprehending what the father gave him and could give him. So, the father gives him now a surprise, now another, and this serves to maintain the life of love between father and son, and to increase their joy and happiness at each surprise. What would the sorrow of this father not be, who, while his child was sleeping, has covered him with kisses, has pressed him to his heart, and his loving tenderness was so intense and so great that he reached the point of wetting the face of his sleeping child with tender tears, if in waking up, the child does not smile at his father, does not throw his arms around his neck to kiss him. And if he looks at him, it is with coldness. What sorrow for this poor father! All the surprises he had prepared to manifest to his child, he closes in his heart, with the sorrow of not being able to share his happiness, his purest joys, to the point of not being able to tell him how much he has loved him and loves him. This is what happened to us, my daughter. Our more than paternal goodness prepared many new surprises for our beloved child, and our divine will took on the commitment to be the revealer of them for him. As he withdrew from it, Adam lost the revealer, and this is why it is not known how much we loved him, and all that we did for him in creating him. Therefore, we feel the irresistible yearning that our fire come to reign on earth as it is in heaven, so that, after so many years of silence and of secrets, it may give vent to its flames and return to it as the revealer of creation, because little is known of all that we did in creating man. How many surprises it has to say, how many joys and happinesses to communicate. Don't you yourself hear how many things it tells you about that which regards my divine will, as well as about the surprising love of the whole creation and, in a special way, of the creation of man? My will is the book of creation, therefore its reigning in the midst of creatures is necessary in order to know how to read it and to be able to read it. The human will keeps poor man as though asleep. He sleeps, and the sleep prevents him from feeling and seeing all the caresses and finesses of love that his celestial father gives him, as well as the surprises he wants to make known to him. His sleep prevents him from receiving the joys, the happiness, which his creator wants to give him, and from comprehending the sublime state of his creation. Poor man, asleep to true good, and deaf to listening to my will, which is his revealer, his noble history, his origin, his marvelous height and beauty. And if he is awake, he listens either to sin, to his passions, or to things which do not have an eternal origin. He acts just like that sleeping child who, if he wakes up, cries, makes fusses and torments the poor father, who almost regrets having such a nervous child. This is why my divine will is revealing so many of its knowledges, to wake man up from his long sleep, so that, waking up in my fiat, he may lose the sleep of the human will, he may reacquire what he lost, and may feel the kisses, the love, the loving squeezes to the bosom of his creator. So, each knowledge that regards my divine will is a call, it is a voice that I emit, it is a cry that I send, to wake man up from the sleep of the human will.